From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The physicist who came to be known as the father of the hydrogen bomb has died. Edward Teller said he hated that title, but his work on the H-bomb defined his life. He passed away yesterday at his home on the Stanford University campus. He was 95. Edward Teller consistently pushed for the development of new nuclear weapons. He said it was the best way to keep the United States safe. NPR's David Kestenbaum has this profile.
Teller was one of a number of Hungarian-born Jewish scientists who escaped Nazi Germany in the 1930s. Their colleagues on the Manhattan Project in Los Alamos, New Mexico, sometimes affectionately called them the Men from Mars. Richard Rhodes is the author of The Making of the Atomic Bomb.
They were called Men from Mars because they were uniquely brilliant, much more so than ordinary mortals, because they spoke a language, Hungarian, that was not like any other language on Earth, except perhaps Finnish. So it was kind of a joke about them, but they were a unique group.
Teller worked not so much on the first atomic bombs, but on what would become a much more terrifying weapon, the hydrogen bomb, which derives its power not from splitting atoms, but from fusing them together, the process that powers the sun. After the Soviets tested their atomic bomb in 1949, Teller convinced President Truman to try to build an H-bomb. In a still-secret paper published March 9, 1951, he and a colleague, Stanislaw Ulam, finally hit on a way to do it.
And when that was tested in 1951, it was indeed our first megaton range thermonuclear weapon.
Teller always saw the bomb as a force for good. In 1995, Teller said that during World War II, it could have been used to force a surrender without taking any lives.
Simply release the bomb over Tokyo Bay and make it explode at 30,000 feet altitude. It would have hurt no one, except possibly people who looked straight at that point. It may have hurt their eyes. Otherwise, it would have a tremendous sound, and particularly in the evening, a tremendous visual effect.
Teller's convictions also earned him enemies. In 1954, Teller testified against the famous physicist Robert Oppenheimer, who opposed the development of the hydrogen bomb. This was the McCarthy era, and Oppenheimer's security clearance had been revoked because of his association with communists. Again, Richard Rhodes.
Teller had a significant role in essentially driving out of government and humiliating and physically almost breaking as a human being one of the great leaders of the Manhattan Project in the Second World War. He was ostracized for that by the physics community thereafter, and it was a very painful experience for him.
Many physicists today still have mixed feelings about Teller. Richard Garwin is now at IBM. He worked with Teller on the hydrogen bomb.
Edward Teller was a warm, ingenious, hardworking physicist. He loved physics. He loved technology. He hated communism. He claimed that Oppenheimer was a complicated person, but Teller was a far more complicated person. He was a true patriot with complications.
In his later years, Teller continued to wield considerable political influence. In 1983, Teller helped convince President Ronald Reagan to launch the controversial Star Wars project. The program, which never had much success, was designed to shoot down incoming nuclear warheads, perhaps with lasers. Teller never had much tolerance for critics of missile defense. He spoke with NPR's Noah Adams in 1984.
There was a time when they opposed the hydrogen bomb because it was too terrible. Now they oppose the humane defense because it is not terrible enough and thereby may make war more likely. What I want is the best technology at whatever time that is possible to make the people who want peace as strong as possible.
After giving that response, Teller looked down at a stopwatch he'd brought to the interview.
43.7.
43 seconds.
43.7, almost 44.
Teller spoke in short sound bites so he wouldn't be taken out of context. He always seemed to be conscious of how history would judge him. Before another interview, Teller instructed, "I don't want to be known as the father of anything." The interviewer said, "I thought you had two kids." Teller cleverly replied, "I said anything." David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.